of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Ministry of Education tightens oversight on school grant utilization. UPPZ calls for nationalization of gemstone mining. In international headlines, Trump has invited five African leaders to the White House. And in sports, Chebec hat-trick inspires Morocco's comeback win over DR Congo. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Education has implemented robust measures to ensure school grants are used strictly in line with established guidelines. Speaking on EduTalkZone, the Ministry's official platform for public engagement, Ministry's Director of Internal Audit, George Chiwe, has stressed that the department closely monitors compliance with grant usage protocols by conducting thorough reviews to ensure that grant guidelines are adhered to at every level. Mr. Chiwe says the department carries out independent audits of financial, operational and strategic activities from the ministry's headquarters to provincial offices, district administrations and schools nationwide. He further describes the department as being a watchdog reinforcing its function as a key mechanism for safeguarding public funds as well as enhancing educational service delivery. Traders at Maunjiunji Market in Mutendere of Munali Constituency have welcomed the improved trading conditions following the completion of paving works funded under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a total cost of 1,300,000 kwacha. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mutendere Ward 38 Councillor Boniface Chibeka says the project was initiated to address long-standing challenges of muddy and dusty trading surfaces that marketeers have battled for years. Mr. Chibeka says that the completion of the paving project marks a significant step towards creating a cleaner, safer and more dignified trading environment for local traders. He says the project is part of broader efforts under the restructured CDF to promote grassroots development as well as improve infrastructure in local communities. A non-governmental organization, Justice Lab, has pledged its commitment to advocacy for refugees and migrant students' works rights. Speaking to Pan-African Radio, Justice Lab founder and coordinator Kalengo Jefferson says Justice Lab, in collaboration with Global Platform and currently running a campaign called Work Without Border, where they are advocating for the amendment of the Refugee Act of 2017 to allow refugee students to study and work in Zambia without getting a work permit. Mr. Kalengo says the Global Convention on Refugees demands that refugees be given the protection and opportunities to thrive. He says they should not be compelled to acquire permits that hinder their progress.
Work Without Borders, where we are trying to advocate by working with different refugee students to advocate for the amendment of the Refugee Act of 2017 to allow refugee students to study in Zambia without the need to get a work permit or study permit, because those things are expensive. And if the Global Convention on Refugees provides that refugees must be given the protection they deserve and the opportunity they need to thrive, why should they then be compelled to get those licenses? So advocating that there should be an exemption for refugee students to study in Zambia to work and study without permit. We're giving our reference to our advocacy to the South African and Zimbabwean exemption permit.
Democratic Union DU President Akim Anthony Njovu has strongly condemned the extrajudicial killings of gold miners at Kikonge in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province. In a statement, Mr. Njovu says it is sad that the current administration is killing its citizens who are merely trying to survive under hard economic times. He says the shooting of miners by government officials is regrettable and should be condemned. Mr. Njovu further says it is shocking that the UPND has failed to address illegal mining 4 years of being in government, despite promising to do so when in opposition.
Meanwhile, tipper trucks reportedly owned by UPND leaders continue to haul soil-rich in gold deposit from Kikonge under the watch of the very institutions meant to regulate and protect our natural resources. At the same time, young people, the very future of Zambia, are being gunned down in cold blood. These are extrajudicial killings. We must condemn them. We condemn them in the past, such as in the heartbreaking case of Mapenzi Chibulo. And now, once again, we are watching history repeat itself. The Democratic Union wants in government to ensure such does not happen. We strongly condemn the killings of our fellow brothers and sisters, and when entrusted with leadership, we will bring these brutal acts to an end. We will restore dignity, justice, and human rights. Zambia belongs to all of us and not just to politically few people who are connected or the wealthy elite.
The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, has called for the nationalization of gemstone mining in the country. In a statement, party leader Charles Chanda says the move is essential to avoid unnecessary problems with local citizens. Mr. Chanda pointed to the recent discovery of gold in Northwestern Province as a key reason for his call. He expressed concerns that the wealth from natural resources should benefit all Zambians, not just a few private companies. He fears that without nationalization, local communities may face issues such as land disputes and environmental damage.
There is unemployment, and the discovery of gold by local citizens comes in as a blessing in disguise. This is the reason why government needs to look at the whole issue holistically. If we are going to attend to the public and ensure that these resources benefit the public, the best way to go is the nationalization of gemstone mining, and we need to start with gold, which is not in any hands, but in government hands.
In agriculture news, Zamseed regional manager for Lusaka, Alex Shaman, says the company is committed to ensuring that small-scale farmers and commercial farmers across the country are provided with quality, genuine seeds in order for them to have good yields during harvesting time. In an interview, Mr. Shaman has also disclosed that Zamseed will continue working with the government of the day in improving the agriculture sector. Mr. Shaman has unveiled that Zamseed is working with genuine agri-dealers in providing farming imports to the farming community. He says Zamseed is a company to reckon with, which serves the farming community with high quality and genuine seeds and not fake counterfeit products being sold by unscrupulous individuals.
You know, Zamseed, what it has done, it has shown resilience in the aspect of climate change, so that all the varieties we have would curb the pressure factor that comes as a result of climate. So we have a very big, well-developed research team that has helped to come up with varieties that would actually thrive through the pressure of the climate. We are all aware how the climate has been for the past 20 years. So this has become a challenge in the industry, and Zamseed has worked extremely hard to ensure that we do our level best to keep the situation.
We took a break to stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love.